Fatbergs are a huge problem for us. We clear 85,000 blockages a year from our sewers, and we spend around £18 million doing that. Fatbergs are essentially they're unflushable items, so such as wet wipes, sanitary towels, condoms, and they congeal with fat soils and greases that are poured down the sink to form these huge and quite frankly disgusting blockages. Now the fatbergs we have to constantly monitor. We've got thousands of kilometres of our sewer network. We're constantly monitoring them to remove the fatbergs whenever they appear. If we don't, then again, a bit like the incident in Richmond, the sewage could back up and flood the environment and flood back into people's homes. And we don't want that. So we're working around the clock. We tell people to bin it, don't block it. So if you are using a wet wipe or if you are using a sanitary, put it in the bin. Don't flush it down the toilet. That way we would see a huge reduction in fatbergs. We say the only things that should be flushed down the toilet are the three P's, and that's pee, poo and paper. Anything else should go in the bin.
I always think if it's a wet wipe, you can't put it down the loo, but I know some people who are a bit confused with some of them. Do you think companies have got to take responsibility as well?
I think there's certainly an argument that could be made that there needs to be better branding or better signposting on the packages that say unflushable. I mean, I completely agree. I've used wet wipes before. My fiance uses them pretty much all the time. And on the packages, it doesn't make it clear. I mean, we are talking to wet wipe manufacturers all the time to try and to improve that. I mean, if anybody saw about the Whitechapel Fatberg or the Fatberg autopsy.
Yeah, I saw that. It was disgusting.
Yeah, it is disgusting. But these guys are going down the sewers every day. And they're our unsung heroes, really. They're going down the other day and chipping away at these fatbergs to remove them. The wet wipes are sort of show a bit of our culture at the moment, our society. We're a very throwaway society. And it's that single use. We get them down there and we think out of sight, out of mind. Whereas in fact, that's not the case. So again, yeah, packaging does need to improve and we are talking to manufacturers about that. And we are working with other water companies and the industry as a whole to see what we can do to help that. But in the meantime, we really urge people to bin it, don't block it.